Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on the promises of God concerning Israel, we were talking about all of the nations that will be with Russia in the war against Israel. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now notice the coalition, as it's written out here in Ezekiel 38, verses 5 and 6. The coalition with Russia is Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya. With them, all that was shelled in the helmet. Gomer and all his bands. The house of Togarma of the north quarters. And all his bands. And many people with thee. Now, Persia is the ancient land of Iraq and Iran. Now, will it happen that they are united and maybe even called Persia again with the crazy man in Iran running the show there and the happenings that are going on in Iraq? It may lead to a unification of these nations and a restoration of the name Persia. And it could go either way. The U.S. could just be upset enough with the man in Iran that they do knock out his nuclear facilities. And there's enough rebellion in there that it becomes a one nation from Iraq vantage point. And then it could be a one nation with Iran and Iraq coming together from the other standpoint. Now, we don't know for sure, but we do know the land area also included are parts of Turkey. The USSR is now Russia. A few years ago, we didn't say that. The next place listed here is Ethiopia, and certainly that includes the modern nation along with those of the southern Arabian Peninsula. Now, it may include Yemen, and then it says Libya with them. Now, Libya has always represented northern Africa. These nations in verse 5 are today Islamic, and they harbor a deep hatred of Israel. And they have a great desire to eliminate Israel. But they are divided presently among themselves into Shiites. And as a matter of fact, Hezbollah is a part of that group. And then there are also the Sunni, which Al-Qaeda is a part of that group. And there are other factions off of those. But all Muslim nations involved in this battle, because of their internal divisions, are only a sect of those nations. In other words, not all Muslim nations are going to be involved in the battle against Israel that's to happen here in about the second year of the tribulation. Not all have a love for Israel. As a matter of fact, none of them really love Israel, but they distrust one another. And so we see as a result that you've got different people from different places. Isn't it interesting that you have the Hezbollah on one side, and they've been a threat, and then the Sunnis on the other side, or the Al-Qaeda, the Sunni, and the Shiites. And what's kept them from uniting is their hatred, as well as their mistrust of one another. Now we go on, we see also here in Ezekiel 38 that Gomer and all her bands, in verse 6, are involved. Now Gomer was the first son of Japheth, who migrated to northern Europe. Gomer is identified as Germany, along with Poland, and other Baltic states. Thus, we have in all his bands. Now, it's interesting that a few years ago, Christian speakers would try to jump hurdles because of the division of West Germany and East Germany, which are now one. And then he mentions Togarma of the North Quarters. Now, this likely refers to the area around the Black Sea and is manifested in the modern nation of Turkey. And it's interesting, these nations seem aligned even now with Russia. So these nations in this coalition, for the most part, not all, were part of the old Roman Empire, which will be resurrected in part under the Antichrist during the tribulation period. And today, we see some of those things in the works even now, which makes us say, lift up your heads, my Christian brother, our redemption draweth nigh. Well, the Bible has been completed for over 1900 years. And this book of Ezekiel was completed 2500 years ago. And yet, we see its accuracy coming to fruition before our eyes. And there's no error. Please understand, there are other prophecies that will come to pass later. And knowing the Bible's been very accurate, it makes us think in practical terms today. My friend, there is a judgment coming. And there is a real, literal, burning lake of fire where a person without Christ will go and spend their eternity. Now, people get upset when we say there are not many roads to heaven, but there's only one road. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. And when we say there's only one way to be saved and all these other ways will lead into destruction, people get upset. Well, then they must be upset at Jesus Christ, because he's the one that said in Matthew 7 and verse 13 that wide was the gate that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go therein, whereas straight is the gate, narrow is the way unto life eternal, and there's few that find it. And so, my friend, we know by the word of God that whereas there will be many saved, there will be many that will go to hell. Now, my friend, do you know that if you died today, that heaven is your home? Scriptures show that when God appoints a time of great judgment, he also prepares a door of deliverance for the minority who will repent and seek him. That happened in Noah's day when 8 people did, but multitudes upon multitudes died. But God gave them 120 years. However, there came a point in which God closed the door to the ark. And my friend, there is a point in which God closes the door. In 2 Peter 3, 9 and 10, we're told the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. My friend, that day will come. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, it would be as in the days of Noah, and God had been merciful for 120 years. Men were going on about their lives, living their lives apart from God, and God finally sent judgment. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, it says, there's a door open that no man can shut. However, my friend, I must warn you, the day is coming when God will shut the door. Jesus states in John chapter 10 that he is the door. If today were to be that eventful day, would you be unprepared? When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Luke chapter 13, verse 25. Now, friend, seriously, there is one thing that is absolutely sure to happen. It's going to happen to every person. Every one of us will one day face God. The Bible has the only instructions that can make that meeting a good one. That is, if we're careful to follow the instructions. Death and taxes are not always certain for everyone. The rapture tells us that there are many that will not die the normal death. But for everyone, there is going to be a meeting with God for an accounting of your life. That is the most certain fact. And without Christ, your eternity will be in hell. Now, friend, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. Nobody can save you but Jesus Christ. What must you do? Well, admit that you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. We're compared to none other but Jesus. That's the standard. And we've all sinned, and we've all come short of Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. Be willing to turn from sin. That is, repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. So, my friend, turn to Jesus Christ with the willingness and the desire for him to take your sin away from you. You try it yourself, you can reform for a while, but only Jesus can remove your sin. Let him do it. You can be a drug addict, you could be a harlot, you could be a drunkard, and on down the line. But you realize, even in homosexuality, God can take those things from you and cleanse you and make you whole. Won't you let him do that? Believing that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Receive him into your life as your God and your personal Savior. Won't you do that? Why not right now, right where you are? Bow your head and pray this prayer, meaning it from your heart, meaning to go into a commitment with Christ, meaning this, that you want his eternal life, the eternal salvation that he gives. Pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I'll send you absolutely free, that you might have it, and you'll be able to disciple others through it, as well as to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. The booklet will teach you how to pray, how to study the Bible. It'll teach you Bible doctrine. It'll teach you about things to come. It'll teach you on how to be a witness to others. So write us and let us hear from you. If you enjoyed the broadcast today, you're following right along with us, or today's broadcast stirred a question in your heart and mind, write us and let us know about it. We want to be a help and a blessing to you. Our announcer will be giving you our address and our website, where you can either write me a physical letter or you can send me an email. So either way, we want to hear from you. We want you to tell others about our broadcast. And I trust that you will, because you are our best advertisement. And I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.